You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This EPN broadcast is brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions, and by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight-to-the-point design source, and by the EPN Lead Store, providing you with the most qualified leads in the home business and direct sales industry. Up next is Trey Pennington with another episode of Social Marketing Strategies here on EPN, the E Podcast Network.
Lesson from the number one marketing blog is to have fun on your journey and go with the flow of others already on the journey, and the flow of those who would like to go on the journey as well. Wherever you're going, there are other people who are already going there before you, so humbly go with them. And there are others who would like to go with you, so embrace them, shine the spotlight on them, and let them have your fun with you.
Todd, you know, bring it down to one area. What do I really need to focus on here? What skill do I need to work on? You need to work on your skill of communicating with other people about your business, being able to be confident on the phone or in person, and having a chat, having a conversation with a specific objective in mind about your business.
It's all about creating new relationships, creating new products, and finding new ways to reach out to your market. You have to put yourself out there. That's how opportunities find you.
You're listening to EPN.
Are you in the home business or direct sales industry and not sure where to turn for advertising? Look no longer. Our very own EPN Lead Store provides you with the freshest, most qualified prospects available in the home business direct sales industry. All the products at EPN Lead Store are delivered live and guaranteed. Never pay for a bad lead again. Expose your business to hot qualified prospects and watch your business grow with advertising from the EPN Lead Store at epnleadstore.com.
Find somebody who has what you want and do what they do.
Get your Twitter on your smartphone, assuming that you do use a cell phone such as a BlackBerry or an iPhone, and then update us maybe what brand of cigar you're smoking and where you put out your cigar. You could start a big memorabilia.
Okay. I'll see. If I ever get that desperate where I want to let you know all those things, I will, Eric.
If you want to be rich, look at what everybody else is doing and do the exact opposite.
Didn't he sound like
currently experiencing some of our fall winter zones?
It's a good fall. It's not like a next door.
If you'll see the fashion of fasten seatbelt, make sure you're phasing up right.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N. Do that after the drilling stops. This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
And now it's time for Social Marketing Strategies and Trey Pennington.
Mr. Whatley, dude, James. Hello, Whatley of 1000 Heads, right?
Hello.
Yes, how are you doing?
Hello. Hello.
So what in the world is 1000 Heads?
So 1000 Heads, I will tell you and you at the same time. 1000 Heads is a word of mouth agency that's been around for about 10 years. I think they turned 10 in April, actually.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. Should start planning that party, really.
This party.
And they were founded back in 2000 and doing, ostensibly, which is word of mouth marketing. But these days, it's much easier for us because we have social media at the core of what we do. Mm-hmm. But when we first set it up, well, actually, I wasn't there when it set up, but originally it was to embrace offline as well as online marketing. Mm-hmm. So,
because a lot of word of mouth still happens offline.
I would say most of word of mouth happens offline. And yeah, I can't remember the stat, but something like 70% more, you know, online than preferred to online. If something happens online, then it's, you know, times that by 7 for offline chat.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So you have a model that incorporates more than just gathering data though, right?
No, yeah. So we, so the two main streams of work for 1000 Heads are word of mouth tracking, which is called WarmTrack. And that is monitoring and tracking and keyword analysis based on frequency, polarity, and intent. Do I mean intent? I think I do mean intent. I wrote this down yesterday. No, I'm mixing. And the second one is word of mouth activation.
Okay.
Which is what I look after.
Which is getting something started.
Getting something started. Yeah, finding people, but you know, it's a combination of you know, when we get to the actual point of really starting a campaign, it may be a campaign, or it might be some kind of, we call it like a baseline activity, which might be campaign agnostic.
Okay.
So we continue to build a relationship with brands and consumers, getting people to talk to people, also getting brands to talk to people, and back and forth that way. And so, like I said, there's kind of, if you think about traditionally, you've got a spike here and then it kind of goes down.
Mm-hmm.
What we tend to do after the spike is trying to grab that before it falls and continue that sustenance period.
And the spike would be attention or mentions?
Well, the spike might be a product launch.
Okay.
A spike might be a traditional press release or, you know, one large piece of activity.
An event of some sort.
Yeah. Okay. And the way I see it, you know, like I said, if traditionally it kind of goes up and then down. We'd like to say that it goes up and then down slightly, then across, then up again even more,
mm-hmm.
as you build advocacy and deep level engagement over time.
So when we hear someone talking about the need for social media monitoring, you do that plus...
Yeah.
So would you be considered a monitoring agency, like a Radiant 6 or a Synthesio?
So we've always done the tracking and monitoring, and I think it's only, I don't know how in our recent history, but a few years ago, realized that actually all the monitoring and tracking we do to inform and supply insights into our activation work mm-hmm. is actually a product in itself.
Yes.
We've got our own proprietary software that the founders have developed themselves, which is constantly tweaked every day. Over that, we've got a team of analysts who analyze the data. And then we've got the insights deck guys who take out insights and use that. And before we kick off any kind of work with any, you know, new client or existing clients who want to do something different, then we always insist on a listening period first to inform our activity moving forward. Or else, you know, I think I said yesterday in the meeting, you know, you might come to me saying we want a purple cow and you say, well, that's great, but everyone's talking about red sheep. So you don't really want a purple cow, you want a red sheep. Which is a weird analogy, but it kind of works.
Sure. Well, we are in England, and you know, I guess anything's possible in England. So a lot of the social media monitoring is merely the collection of data points, it seems. And so what 1000 Heads does is they collect the data points, but add human intelligence on top of that, it seems. Would that be fair?
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. So there is a degree of, you know, we have all this tremendous noise being data points, mm-hmm. and you know, someone needs to make sense of it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Annette Simmons in her incredible book, Story Factor, she says, you know, we actually don't need more data.
Mm-hmm.
We need somebody to help us make sense of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like that would be a fair assessment of what 1000 Heads does.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a 2 point. There's a 1000 Heads point, which is, Trey is totally correct. That's what we've got now. We've got some really good talent now with Farhan and a girl called Jackie who look after the insights and analysis team.
Mm-hmm.
And they really pull out some strong insights. Whenever we do any kind of new kickoff campaign, you know, mm-hmm. when you do a new kickoff with a new client, the insights people and the analysts speak first. It's not the creative guy who gets up and tells a big idea. It's not the account manager who gets up and says, this is what the client wants.
Okay.
It's always the analysts who speak first because they know what's going on out in the world because they've been analyzing the data the past
okay. you
know, 3 months, 6 months, year, whatever.
So what you do is you say, well, here's our data and here's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And then the conversation
yeah.
and the planning goes from there.
And you get much stronger work that way as well. And you get a much clearer cut through as well with the client because you can say, we want to do X because it's supported by A, B, and C, which we've learned, and you know, from what you've told us and from what we know, you're going to build this amazing thing instead of just plucking an idea out of a drawer that we've had there for a little while and deciding that actually, yeah, you might be the right client for this idea. That just doesn't work.
Now, we live in an age that's focused on results, and we hear great conversation about ROI. I say conversation. We hear lots of clamor about ROI and this impatience for performance. How do clients take our prospects take this idea of, no, we need a listening period in advance? I mean, that seems kind of countercultural to the mindset of business people. Are they okay with listening?
Well, I can see your point culturally why that would be the case, but and it's literally the way we communicate it. Okay. So it's in our pitch. You know what I mean? It's not like, yeah, we've got a great idea, let's go. It's like, okay, we love your brief.
Okay.
But trust me, we're going to bring some insights to this because that's how we work. We're not going to do this without the listening and monitoring because that's just not how we've ever done things, and that's not how we're going to do things. And we're a specialist agency because that's the way we work, and we're not going to change the way we work for you. You've come to us because you want that very specific. Yeah, but you have to. I mean, it's not being arrogant about it or rude about it.
Sure.
It's a really strong work ethic that we've built over nearly a decade now. And you think it's always worked, but the reason it's worked is because we really adhere to our own code of ethics.
Well, in actuality, logically, if you really were committed to measuring results, I mean, if that really was, you know, much of the clamor, I don't believe is really about what's the ROI of social media. It's a smokescreen to buy me more time so I don't have to do what I don't want to do. But if you really were committed to measurement, it seems like that listening period up front establishes the baseline, the benchmark.
Exactly. You need to get a mean first. Yes. You know, what are people saying already before? You know, people are already saying, oh, we hate you, and we don't know that, and we do this fantastic activity, and at the end of it, people are saying,
we hate you less.
We hate you less. Like, that wasn't a very good activity. Do you know what I mean? Because people hate you. What's that about? You know,
yes.
We're sitting here agreeing with each other.
So, really, you know, if you would take the pulse of your marketplace before you start trying to measure your impact, you will make everyone will be just so much happier.
Mm-hmm.
And
makes sense.
You'll move forward so much more intelligently. Well, we're at Bovik Castle.
I know, it's beautiful. You can't see this, but that way behind the camera is literally just rolling hills of Dartmoor in southwest England, and it is absolutely beautiful.
No high rises.
All you get is a lovely wooden background here, and me and Trey, obviously.
But we do have video of Chris Brogan running through the mud and through the, you know, with the whole like mind contingent.
We thought we'd lost him for a little while there.
Yes, we felt like we were on an island and a crashed airplane was nearby. So, but fantastic time with the people at Like Minds. Mm. I mean, the energy and enthusiasm with the people that were there. You know, I'm pumped.
Yeah, totally. I've got a couple of things.
Yes.
I mean, I'm writing a monstrous blog post, which I'm probably going to have to break into a few parts now. Just basically, the first four paragraphs is about how much of a genius Scott Gould is.
Absolutely.
And the second,
and he used to be a
second
model
four
too.
Paragraphs, Scott sat there. He used to be a model, really.
Yeah, model.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Scott Gould used to be a model. You should at him and tell
and
him.
His wife's
about
a hottie.
His days,
I mean, she's a hottie. Yes. Wow. But don't let me distract you. Okay. Go right ahead.
Some paragraphs on how Drew Ellis is a great guy, but obviously just kind of riding on the coattails of the genius of Scott Gould.
I'm sorry, Scott. I didn't mean to laugh at that.
He's getting cross over there, isn't he? But no, in all seriousness, I've taken some really good takeaways, especially. So we're at Bovik Castle because we had the Like Minds Summit yesterday. Mm-hmm. The Like Minds conference was the day before yesterday. And I got some really good key takeaways from yesterday's, which I'm going to take into the office on Monday, especially on the planning side of things. Charlie Osmond came up with some really, really good ideas, actually.
Brilliant people around the table yesterday.
Mm.
Had a good time. Nokia was around the table. Of course, to the American audience, that would be Nokia. What are you going to do differently next week because of being at Like Minds?
I'm going to revisit all of my planning and strategies. My strategies that I have currently, I've got a word of mouth activation strategy. It's more like a framework. And I saw John Bell from Ogilvy present. Mm-hmm. on Friday, and his framework was very similar to mine, which was quite nice. But there were a couple of things which weren't on his that were on mine, and a couple of things that were on his but not on mine, if okay. that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to revisit it and just see if there's any tweaks that I need to put in. There's a couple of programs that are running out of work at the moment that are 3 months to 6 months to 9 months. Mm-hmm. And over the past 24 hours or so, I've kind of seen how they work over the next 3 years.
Okay.
So a lot of the plans that I had, I've now made bigger.
Oh, very good. Well, Charles Whatley at...
Charles Whatley?
Yes, sorry, Charles.
Charles. James Whatley, hello.
Yes, this is actually James Whatley, at Whatley Dude on Twitter.
Yep.
And I believe that's your URL, too, for your blog, right?
Yeah, WhatleyDude.com.
Yes, so WhatleyDude.com. My happy not place. Charles.
Not Charles.
We did have a Charles here, but this is not him. So, from Beauvais Castle.
Good Adios. Day.
Cheers.
Mentalist. <Mentalist. laughs>
Is your business website neglected, stagnant, and outdated? Give your brand the attention it deserves with a fresh, new, modern approach to your web presence, one that creates a fully dynamic, interactive experience for your website visitors. Introducing Social Web Fusion by Virtually Ready, fusing your brand seamlessly with a flexible, content-based website and professional social web presence. Visit virtuallyready.com and extend your reach today.
Trey Pennington, and you're tuned in to EPN.
This EPN broadcast was brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight to the point design source. And by the EPN Lead Store, providing you with the freshest, most qualified leads in the home business and direct sales industry.
Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.